It was Kailash, the abode of the gods. Shiva and Parvati lived there with their two sons, Ganesha, the elephant-headed, pot-bellied, and Kartikeya, the tall, good-looking younger son, with a practical and intelligent mind par excellence. He had at the young age itself effectively explained the meaning of the Pranam Mantra home to his own father Shiva. One day, both of them went out to play. "Raise you," said Kartikeya, getting astride his splendid peacock. Ganesha trotted slowly on his vehicle, the mouse. "Dear brother," said Kartikeya, getting down from his peacock, "I have a request to make. Why don't you take my peacock instead of the mouse?" Kartikeya was very fond of his brother and wished to give him a more comfortable vehicle. "If I do so, will you take the mouse, younger brother?" asked Ganesha. "Oh no," replied Kartikeya. "I will make some other animal or bird which will be more impressive. Now you know why I stick to the mouse." "No, I don't," Kartikeya was insistent. "You are so uncomfortable on it. Besides, it moves very slowly when you sit on it." "No, you don't understand, brother," explained Ganesha. "You see, if I abandoned it, nobody else would want it either. Father, the mighty Shiva, travels on a big bull, mother on a lioness, uncle Vishnu has an eagle, and aunt Lakshmi uses the elephant." Ganesha paused. "Even aunt Saraswati flies on a white swan, and you this splendid peacock." Ganesha continued. "It may look funny to see me on a mouse, but honestly, I make myself light as a feather when I sit on it," concluded Ganesha. The mouse came near Ganesha and prostrated before him. Then it turned to Kartikeya and said in a fearful voice, "It is true, I hardly feel his weight," he emphasized. "I used to feel forlorn and forsaken. Nobody wanted me. Then the great Ganesha chose me for his vehicle. I feel honored to carry such a kind-hearted soul like him. Who else would be gracious enough to care for a mouse? Please don't send me away." Kartikeya realized that day that not only did his brother have a big body, but also a large heart. His friends, that is the lesson we learned, that when somebody else's happiness makes you happy, it means you are a person with a big heart. Thank you.